Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
'Cause it's hard. Yes, it's hard to say goodbye to my clothes. My clothes. Nobody knows.
New York Times columnist David Carr loves his white shirt with New York written upside down. Roseanne Cash loves her father's purple tuxedo shirt. Marina Abramovich will never get rid of a pair of boots she wore to walk the Great Wall of China. Emily Spivak, creator of the Smithsonian's blog Threaded and founder of Shop Well With You, which is about women with cancer and clothing, is now the author of a book called Worn Stories, W-O-R-N, Worn Stories, Sartorial Memoirs, from the people I mentioned and many others. Piper Kerman, author of Orange is the New Black, will join us shortly to talk about her contribution to the book. But let's welcome the author, Emily Spivak. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, let's collect some of your worn stories on the phones today, 212-433-WNYC. Tell us a story about a piece of clothing that has special meaning or a special experience attached to it, like the boots Marina Abramovich wore to walk the Great Wall or David Carr's white shirt with New York written upside down. What's yours for a list like this? 212-433-9692. And you can just call, or even better, also tweet us a photo of your sartorial memoir contribution. Tweet at Brian Lehrer. So this book, Emily, I see, came out of a project you started back in 2010. What was that?
Well, I was looking in my own closet, and I was seeing an archive of memories and of experiences. Whenever I'd go travel somewhere, I'd stop at a flea market and pick up a shirt or a slip or, you know, something that would be, and usually a piece of clothing, that would be a memento of that experience. So I was looking in my own closet. I was seeing that they were, it was full of stories as much as it was full of clothing. And I started writing some stories about my own clothes. But I quickly realized I was far more interested in other people's stories than I was in my own. So I turned my attention to asking other people. And then I began the website, wornstories.com, always knowing I wanted it to actually be a book. Could always see it as a book.
And we see in this book images of worn clothing and their corresponding essays. Just flipping through the book, it looks like mostly shirts, sneakers, sweaters, like really basic things. Do you notice patterns about the submissions?
Well, there's really very little that's fancy or that's name brand. Everything is really well worn. All the garments were sent to me and photographed, and you could tell that they were well loved. Holes, rips, stains, they've all, you know, because clothing tends to be pretty porous, they took on the wear. You could tell that they were very well loved.
And any recurring themes that you've noticed emerge from these stories that go with the clothes?
I mean, I think I was always just incredibly surprised by what the stories would be. You know, they're the typical, very sentimental stories, things that were passed down from grandparent to parent. But then there were just also the sort of more shocking stories, more surprising stories, you know, something that was worn to read poetry to Obama at the White House, or something that you wore when you were kidnapped. You know, there were really a wide swath of stories.
One of the essays in Emily Spivak's sartorial memoir was written by Piper Kerman, whose own memoir was adapted into the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. Piper Kerman joins us now by phone to talk about her submission. Hi, Piper. Welcome back to the show.
Hi there. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me, Brian. And hello, Emily.
Hi, Piper.
And I see you wrote about the outfit you wore to your final court appearance. Will you describe it for the audio audience?
The essay that I submitted for Emily's book is about the skirt suit that I wore for my sentencing. I thought that it would be my final court appearance. In fact, my final court, what I hope is my final court appearance in life, was in an orange jumpsuit. But this was my sentencing, sort of the day that I was presenting myself for final judgment. And so I wrote about that outfit. That's the only occasion in which I've worn that skirt suit. And I have it still, of course, and I doubt I'll ever wear it again.
So it's easy to imagine why a person would want to keep things that remind them of good memories. It's a little harder to understand why some of us hold on to clothes that remind us of darker times, like the day of your sentencing. Why did you?
I think it's just such a singular moment in your life. I think it would be a mistake to try to put your mistakes out of your mind and to try to avoid those watershed moments in your life, even though they might not be happy moments or things that you feel sentimental about. You know, I think one of the fascinating things about Emily's book is that clothing represents these choices that we make about how we're going to present ourselves to the world. A day that you're appearing in court, I don't care if it's for a divorce proceeding or for, you know, criminal sentencing or other really important, significant things that take place in court, that's a moment when people really want to represent themselves in a very specific way. And so this skirt suit, again, is sort of very unusual. It's actually a vintage piece. It's from the 1950s. And what it really reminds me of is sort of something that a Hitchcock heroine would wear. It's really an atypical piece of clothing for me personally. And yet that choice, which I made with my defense attorney, you know, I had several options, which is really different than most criminal defendants who have very little choice about what they'll wear in court. You know, somehow that choice about how you want to represent yourself at this really important pivotal moment is something that I think is worth sort of holding on to and reminding yourself of occasionally, taking it out of the box, even though you might never put that piece of clothing on again.
That's so interesting. And Emily, it's not just Piper. There's another essay in the book by Kathleen Drohan, a writer and publicist from Brooklyn. She wrote about a Harvard Med School sweatshirt given to her by the doctor who took care of her mother on the day she died. People hold on to items that remind them of emotionally difficult times.
Right, right. The book really ranges, and that was important to me to collect stories that, you know, we wear clothing every day of our lives, and we absorb the experiences through our clothing, good things and bad, funny things, serious things. So I wanted to really, I wanted the book to represent that range of stories and that range of life experiences.
Piper, I guess you've seen the whole book. Did anyone else's submission catch your eye or your imagination or your heart?
Oh, the book is so beautiful and it has such a rich array of stories. I love David Carr's writing, and I truly love that essay, not to repeat the one that you singled out. Let's see. Oh, there's an amazing story from the guy from Dapper Dan. And I'm sure Emily can give you more detail on how she got that story. But Dapper Dan, you know, for anyone who's an old school rap fan, they will know who Dapper Dan is.
Right. And he his story is about a suede fur-lined coat that he's had since the 70s. And really, he continues to wear it to this day, but represents his up-and-coming, you know, as he was sort of building his reputation in Harlem in the 70s, 80s, as he opened his boutique, the iconic Dapper Dan boutique, and the coat that stayed with him, the whole way. As he was designing other people's clothes, this one still represented who he was.
Piper Kerman, before you go, we did find a clip from season 2 of Orange is the New Black that might be relevant to this moment.
Hey, is this all my stuff?
Your stuff.
Why do I have so many clothes? My God. Did I really think that I needed all of these? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my cashmere sweater.
Do you remember that scene?
I do remember that scene. That's from Piper's Furlough in season 2. I have to tell you, when I came home from prison, I had that self-same feeling, like, wow, all this stuff when you exist with a very curtailed, you know, range of physical things like you do in prison, you come back to the outside world and it's very overwhelming. I will say, when my husband came to get me from prison, I asked him to bring me a cashmere sweater to change into.
And it made it in that reference into this series. Piper Kerman, author of Orange is the New Black and contributor to Emily Spivak's book, Worn Stories, Sartorial Memoirs. Thanks so much for a great contribution to the show today.
Thank you.
And Emily's going to stay and listen to some of our listeners' contributions for what they might put in a Worn Stories collection. Hale in Freeport, you're on WNYC. Hello, Hale.
Hello, how are you doing?
All
great
right.
Show.
Thank you.
I still have my platform shoes that I used to wear going to nightclubs back in the 70s, the high disco shoes, and what would happen if you had a fist fight over a girl. You had to take your shoes off because if someone would punch you, you'd fall down on the shoes. And then we were at a show at the Flushing World's Fair, Flushing Park, and we bought tie-dye outfits for me and my workers because we were setting up, and we looked crazy. These tie-dyes were made from these African people. They were multi-colored. They were really great. The whole suits were $50. All three of us, we wore them the whole day, the whole night. I still have that suit today, and every once in a while I wear it. When you go into a room, everybody asks about it, and it reminds me of having that day, and we wound up at the beach, and we were playing strip poker, and everybody got naked on the beach in Jones Beach. And
I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks on, but there's the irony. He remembers the clothes he was wearing to strip out of them.
Yes. And, I think that's the thing. We, there's scent, there's taste, and then there are also sometimes just the garment that we have that really reminds us of that exact moment in time. And that's why we hold on to these things.
You know, we were talking to Piper about the dark moments that you might save clothing from, and I didn't know if we would get anything like that on the phones, but let's talk to Jane in Wachung, who's calling in. Hi, Jane. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Piper.
It's Emily Spivak with us. Yeah, no, you tell us. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of you're going to need a lot of courage to tell this story.
Well, about 35 years ago, a man came to my apartment building who said he was a policeman and showed me the badge, and he came in and he raped me and nearly killed me. And when he was leaving after the crime, he took a silk blouse I had and cleaned himself off with it. A blouse that I was about to take to the cleaners. And the police took the blouse as evidence, and they cut a hole in it. And then they gave it back to me. And I have it hanging in my closet. It represents a lot to me. I mean, the whole incident obviously was traumatic, but I took it and reframed, with help from therapists and my husband, reframed it in as positive a way I could, in that I survived it, and if I could survive that, I could survive anything. And along with surviving it, it changed a lot of my priorities in life in terms of what was important to me. Things that upset me before didn't upset me anymore because they were trivial.
It's an incredible story.
Absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you.
And you, where do you keep the shirt, if I may ask?
In my closet, in my main closet. I have a,
really? So it's just hanging closet there with the stuff that you actually wear all the time?
Yes, I don't wear it.
Right, but it's a reminder to you of perspective.
Yes, exactly. Of putting things, that's the word, putting things in perspective of what's important and what isn't.
Well, I think that...
And of my inner strength.
I think that clothing can... I mean, it serves as a symbol. It serves as a reminder to us, you know, for better or for worse, as Piper was saying and as you're saying. And I think that it can be something that, you know, clothing does have an opportunity to be therapeutic as well. So this seems like it's serving that purpose.
Thank you for sharing that, Jane. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And I know all the listeners do. Bye-bye. Waldo in Union City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Waldo.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Where's Waldo? Union City. What's your story?
The garments or the things that I keep that have sentimental value are my boots. I came to this country, to this beautiful country, 15 years ago, and those boots are the ones that I wore from Central America, from El Salvador, and all the way down to here. And it's a bittersweet reminder of how hard it is to get here. I spent 4 days in the desert with no food and very, very little water, wherever I can find it. And I always kept on pushing. And now, you know, I am in the military. I gladly served this country for receiving me, and I have a beautiful home, a beautiful family with my kids, and my dream of being here and being more than whatever it is that I had, you know, escaping from that poverty and violence in my country. I look at those boots, and every time things get tough, or you think that things get tough, I just look at them and I remember, you know, just one more step. Just keep on pushing, another step.
Wow.
And now, you know, I tell my daughter, you know, I try to teach her that everything is earned, not given. And I tell her, look, honey, you know, this is what happened, and this is how, you know, I got here. So my family has a very strong sense of, you know, not making a big deal over very small things. Mm-hmm.
And the boots represent one step and another step and another step, in addition to the fact that you were wearing them when you arrived in this country. And I get that. Oh, the emotion in your voice, Waldo. Emily?
Well, and I think that, you know, there's something about clothing. You know, we're attuned to the idea of fashion and that fashion is something that is maybe more fleeting. But I think that we can all really relate to clothing since we're all putting it on. It's not necessarily the stylistic element, but it's also the functional element. And there's a, you know, his story, Waldo's story, very much about, you know, the functional element, but also and the durability of garments and the way that they stick around. And that also feels important to me. I mean, sometimes they show their wear, but they're going to be there for a while.
Waldo, thank you so much. And as we run out of time, my guest has been Emily Spivak. She created the Smithsonian's fashion history blog, Threaded, and now has written the book, Worn Stories, a collection of first-person essays about the items in our closets that mean the most to us. And you're still collecting submissions, right?
Absolutely. On wornstories.com, you can actually submit your own story. And I welcome everyone to submit their story. Also, you can tweet or Instagram your story using the hashtag Worn Stories, and that will also wind up on the Worn Stories website. So please, I'm continuing to collect them.
Great. Yes. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.